Recording started.
Good morning. This is Amrest quarterly call. Today we are going to summarize the results of the first quarter of 2010. We have the following speakers today. We have Henry McGovern, the chairman of the supervisory board. We have Mark Chandler, chief financial officer. We have Piotr Boliński, finance director. We also have Maciej Marsz, which is our new investor relations person. And my name is Mateusz Sielecki. I am investor relations manager. As usual, we start from a short presentation, and then we will open the floor for your questions. Over to you, Henry.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a couple of calls since I was on, so I'm glad it worked out that I was here, and glad to join and look forward to any questions that come up. This was a pretty good quarter. The sales weakness in Central Europe continues for the most part. Overall consumer weakness we see. We were able to overcome that in Pizza Hut in the first quarter, but still generally feel that. In Russia and the U.S., things have certainly started to turn around, and we'll get into a little bit more detail there. But I think the real highlight is the fact the progress we've made on margins, especially in the U.S. and Russia. So Poland obviously is still the leader in margins at 16%, but we've been able to improve two of the three markets that we have in the U.S. Our U.S. business is divided into three sales markets, and two of the three of those we now have up. One of those is still significantly down in sales and thus margin, but overall we've been able to improve that business by putting in Amrest systems. That led to an overall consolidated profit gain for the quarter, despite sales being down year on year. The majority of that sales decrease you see is driven by FX, and the strengthening of the zloty in the first quarter was the main contributor to that. Obviously, that sounds odd given the weakness we've had since the first quarter, but in the first quarter, that was the main contributor of our 7.8% decrease. Russia and the U.S., as I mentioned, are coming out of this crisis first and showing strength. We're seeing nice double-digit growth in Russia. We were also able to exit some of the most onerous leases that we had in Russia, which were inherited from the acquisition. So you'll see a couple of closures there as we finalize the cleanup of some of the units that we bought, but overall sales and margins are headed in a nice direction in Russia. I'm certain there'll be some questions regarding the rights issue to Warburg Pincus. Obviously, that's been done with the intention to accelerate our growth. We very much view ourselves as a growth company despite the slowdown over the past year as we conserved cash during the crisis and looked at different opportunities. We see quite a bit of real estate availability right now. We have, for the past 6 months, increased the number of people we have in our site location team and have substantially increased our site pipeline and portfolio of assets. So we expect coming in the next 3 to 4 months a rapid increase in our development, with the culmination of that being at least 100 new restaurants a year starting in 2011. Cash generation still continues strong, and even prior to any infusion from the rights issue, we have a debt to EBITDA level of only 2.2. So if you're looking at the presentation and flip to the next slide, this just gives you a bit on the dynamics of the sales. European sales were flat. Poland was up, but as I mentioned, that mainly comes from new builds as we still see weakness on the consumer side. Russia turned substantially positive, and the U.S. declined mainly due to the weakening of the USD, and as I mentioned there as well, that's really primarily focused in one of our three territories in the U.S., and we're working to get that section up as well. So the sales message is a bit mixed. across our market. The profit or the margin side is looking healthier across all markets, and we feel like we're in good shape there. In terms of our portfolio, there's a slide there just to update you. Not a big move in the first quarter. As I mentioned, that'll be coming up in Q3 as we start to add substantially to our restaurant base. So let me turn it over to Piotr to run you through the finances.
Thank you, Henry. Good morning, everyone. As mentioned by Henry, in the very beginning, it was a good quarter in terms of our financials, although we still operate in a situation when most of our economies are slow. We managed to improve our earnings quarter on quarter, and it's all the more pleasing that it was done when we had a significant pressure on our sales. We managed to achieve the improvement across all P&L mostly, mainly due to past actions that we undertaken to restructure and make the business leaner. That's affected and that's seen on our P&L for the first quarter of 2010, and it will continue to flow to our results as we move into 2010 further. As you could see, our EBITDA stood at 48.7 million zlotys. In terms of nominal terms, it's flat, though it's clear that the margin went up to more than 10%. It's the margin that's incorporating the whole business, so blended U.S. and European business, and it's actually the highest margin we observe since the U.S. acquisition. The biggest improvements were obviously in the U.S. and Russia, and that helped the efficiency overall to improve, though there are some common trends that we observe across all markets, and as you can see on our consolidated P&L, we've managed to increase labor efficiency, which is reflected in lower, relatively lower payroll costs, and also we managed to scale down our occupancy cost, which was driven by both more favorable FX in terms of, especially in terms of Europe-based rents, and also was a result of some renegotiations that we've undertaken, mostly in Russia. In Q1, we continue to put a lot of focus on our store portfolio. We still have a couple of underperforming stores, and in the first quarter, we managed to close a couple of cash-losing sites that resulted in a write-off of 1.8 million zlotys. Though in the long run, it's going to be accretive to our profit and loss statement, and on a cash basis, we're going to benefit from that. Our cash position increased compared to last quarter, compared to the end of 2009. The cash stood at more than 190 million zlotys, and this is the result of bond issuance that we've carried out in February. Moving on to details of segments, as you can see, the improvement is observed in the majority of our markets when it comes to margins. Polish business is still under pressure, and we continue to see the softness of consumer spending in Poland. Moderate nominal growth in terms of EBITDA. Though what's probably worth mentioning here is very, very positive results we've seen in Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, we managed to benefit from a couple of very recent actions and promotions. Pizza Festival promotion that we had in the first quarter of 2010 brought tremendous results, bringing new customers, and we continue to see very positive results in our casual dining business in Poland. Czech business is probably the one that's under the most scrutiny at the moment. We continue to see the softness of KFC over there, which is reflected in the overall margin for the market. Starbucks business in Czech Republic still continues to to be strong and grows dynamically. Our same-store sales growth in Starbucks over there is in two digits, which is very, very positive. Russian business improvement was not a surprise for us. We've communicated that to you a couple of times already. We managed to get even closer than last time to our target of 15% in terms of EBITDA margin. We still keep that as a long-term target for that business, and what's pleasing is that improvements that we observed there are seen on both sides, on KFC side and Pizza Hut as well. With the closures and some restructuring that we did in Q1 of 2010, we believe that further improvement will be feasible over there. The U.S. business overall, in terms of the dollar-nominated sales, was down when you compare it quarter to quarter, although the efficiency over there improved dramatically. It was driven mostly by initiative related to labor scheduling, so cost of labor out of there has improved. And on the top of that, we still continue to our search for new customers, especially when it comes to late night business, which starts to show positive results. All in all improvements that we've seen in particular segment, majority of our segments, translated into operating profit of almost 25 million for last quarter. As you can see on the summary slide 9, which shows you the total company P&L, our result from non-operating activities was pretty flat. Both financing costs and taxes in nominal terms were pretty much in line with Q1 of 2009. When we move on to the summary slide number 10, our trailing 12-month figures reflect now at least three quarters of a slowdown in Central Europe. So the top line is flat. We're still at around 2 billion zlotys in terms of sales. What's definitely a positive signal is that we are trending very positively in terms of efficiency. Our margins, both EBITDA margin and net income margin, are steadily going up. So that is all for from me. And at this point, I'm going to turn over to you and open up for any questions and answers.
The floor is now open for your questions. I encourage you to ask your questions.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
This is Roberto Lucas, Selling Capital. I would like just to ask, could you please more comment on the worst performance of the Czech market? Why is that, and what can we expect in the future?
Well, we still have overall sales weakness in Czech. It has improved a bit in the last couple of months here. But it's the question of what can we expect. We don't have a short-term response at the moment to the decline. We feel like we're putting in some actions on the menu board to drive new consumer segments, because the reach of the Czech Republic is very geared towards lunch. So we're looking at the way to broaden the menu there and the usage occasions to more mirror the Polish experience. So the first thing we got to do is we got to get sales up there to make a real difference. There were some changes in the Czech Republic statutorily to some labor issues and to some operating issues that we're going to have to revise policies on internally to overcome. So I think those are a bit more short term on the margin, but we're not going to make any real progress there until we make progress on the sales line, which is probably going to take us a couple of quarters to get something in place down there.
Okay, thank you.
Kamil Szlaga, KBC Securities, good morning. Hello.
Yep. Good morning.
Okay. Let's maybe start. As you look at the business is going so far in Q2, and considering it's usually seasonally weaker in Q2, especially in Europe, do you think you can still improve EBITDA margin in the second quarter, considering this tough condition and especially this one-off event in Poland?
Yeah, the sad event in Poland certainly has affected us with a few days of closure. Poland, as you know, is still the largest market for us by far, and we had a number of days of closure, which doesn't help at all. So there are a lot of holidays in Q2, unfortunately, in this country. So that mixed with the additional closures, we're looking at being pretty much flat in Q2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next question, talking about your long-term EBITDA target for Russia, do you think it is achievable in 2012?
Yes. We feel very good about Russia at the moment. For the first time, we've been able to locate better assets. When we bought that business, it had a handful of nice inline stores or flagship stores, as we would call them, and the majority of the locations were shopping malls, with a lot of those being B-class shopping malls. We have just hired up a more senior real estate person there, and we'll be adding another real estate person in Moscow to augment the expansion in that market. We feel like we've gotten operations to the level where we're happy. We've gotten the team together. As you know, our model is to get the people right first, then get the brand situated, and then expand. And our experience from other markets, as I believe we've shared with everybody a few times, is it usually takes us about 3 years to do our people, brand, and scale project. We're now into the scale project of Russia, and we're hiring in the staff, and quite pleased with the real estate we've been able to source here in the last few months. So I feel like we've got better assets coming on board in Russia, which will help the margin structure because it's higher sales type units. And overall, Russia, and especially since you've picked 2012, I think that's a perfect timing to be looking at this, because in 2011 you'll start seeing more restaurants open, 2012 hopefully even more, and we'll have more scale there and more leverage and better asset base going into Russia. So we feel positive about that market.
Mm-hmm. And looking in like a longer perspective, when do you think the EBITDA margins in Russia can exceed those generated in Poland?
I think that's a real challenge because of the real estate structure in Russia, that you've got a very high cost of real estate in that market. So it's really dependent on the way that market goes labor-wise. If labor is kept under control there, it makes aligning with Poland a lot easier. If we see any spike in labor, given the high rent cost, it's going to make margins more challenging there. So it's hard to predict that, given the huge fixed cost of real estate in that market. And I think the determinant to that, if you keep that question for a year, the real determinant there will be what happens with locations outside of city centers and what the cost of real estate is in those. If we're able to bring down the cost of real estate substantially, you might see a benefit in Russia on the margin side versus any other market.
Okay, thank you. That's all from me.
Please ask your questions. Does anybody have any more questions?
Okay, well, thank you very much for your participation today.
Bye-bye.